Can I take your picture?
You could be a model.
Sometimes the man asking the question might be creepy. Sometimes the man asking the question might be charming.
Thousands of women have had this question asked to them and still live to tell the tale.
But in California in the 1970s and in the Midwest in the 2000s, there were serial killers using their camera as a tool to lure women into their web.
They would prey on hopes and aspirations. Then they would coax these women to a remote location to get the perfect shot.
Then they would kill them. The initial charm giving way to evil.
Four of these killers were caught, but they left behind hundreds of photographs of women they had taken pictures of. Detectives were able to locate some of the women in the photos, and we learned most had gone on to live long and presumably happy lives.
Some of the women in the pictures were confirmed victims, connected to unsolved homicides that had baffled investigators for years.
But there are still dozens of women in the photos found in these serial killers' apartments and storage lockers who have not been identified. The woman in the yellow and white sundress looking intently into the lens, and Rodney Alcala's stash.
The woman laying across a bed with an Allman Brothers poster staring down at her from William Bradford's cache.
The woman in the red dress and thigh-high stockings in Joe Naso's collection.
Answers to unsolved murders could be hiding in those photos. The season 2 of the Jensen and Holes The Murder Squad premieres on March 16th with a special 4-part series. Can I Take Your Picture? Serial Killers with Cameras.
So subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen.